Pros, just because something on the job runs out doesn't mean you have to. Order it on the Lowe's app. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get free same-day delivery on eligible orders over $25. Get the fasteners, hardware, or tools you need to keep the job moving. Order by 2 p.m. and get eligible in-stock items delivered right to your job site by 8 p.m. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to availability. Restrictions and terms at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
You're on The Burt Show.
Dear Prudence is an advice column. It's not like a Dear Abby or Dear A-lister. This must be one that's syndicated, but just not as popular as the others. Prudence, this one's Dear Prudence.
Funny name.
I did something recently that concerns me on many levels. I'm under a large amount of stress because I'm in an unhappy marriage, which we're trying to work out, and because my company laid me off. I'm under treatment for depression. A week ago, my doctor doubled the dosage of my antidepressant, and because I'm not sleeping well, he prescribed Ambien. On Saturday morning, I confused the vials and took 2 Ambien. I told my wife what happened and that I would probably sleep all day and went to bed. At around 10 o'clock, my wife commented on how productive I had been, mowing the lawn, cleaning up, grocery shopping. I remembered none of this and said so. We've talked about Ambien a whole bunch on this show, and we get calls all the time from people on Ambien. Same situation.
They so he did all that, and he didn't remember going to the grocery store.
Slept right through it. This part of it, I can actually believe. We've talked to people that were driving. Yeah. Remember, they went to McDonald's.
Yep.
They woke up the next morning, and they're like hamburger wrappers around them. They didn't realize it on Ambien. They drove to McDonald's, ordered a hamburger in the drive-thru, drove home, ate it, and then went back to sleep.
He started the lawnmower, mowed the lawn, didn't remember it.
Did the whole thing.
Right.
I remembered none of this, and I said so. She said her only concern was that I left for errands and returned 2 hours later with nothing in hand. I talked to my doctor on Monday, and he told me Ambien can cause amnesia and that some people have reported walking, driving, and cooking in their sleep, all which, by the way, are calls that we have taken before. This is going to be a first, though. I know now what filled the missing 2 hours. This afternoon, I got a call from a woman who called me lover and asked me when I wanted to come back. She called me her F-buddy. This is a woman I had talked to only twice before in social situations. I do not even know where she lives. Uh-huh. Maybe I phoned her for directions. I do find her attractive, but I am stunned that I did something like this. My wife is vindictive, and if I say anything to her, it will end our marriage. I do not want to continue a relationship with the other woman. What should I do?
He doesn't know where she lives, but somehow he showed up at her house and had sex with her for 2 hours and then came home.
That's what he says.
And doesn't remember.
He says, the part that really starts to get a little screwy here is, this is a woman I've talked to only twice before in social situations. But if that's the case, then what's he doing with her phone number?
Now, you know what the cool part about that is? How'd that conversation go?
When
he picked her up and called her and told her what he wanted to do, if they've only talked twice.
Well, she went for it.
Now, before we start analyzing this and people call up, the only facts that we know are the facts that Bert is reading.
That's it.
And we can't debate those. So don't call up and go, he clearly knew her more than that. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that he's only talked to her twice in social situations. No, he didn't. He's gotten that dapping once before. No, it didn't. All we know is that he's talked to her twice in social situations.
So what Jeff is saying is what we're assuming here
is fact.
You're playing Dear Prudence, 404-741-Q100. You are now Miss Prudence, and you are giving advice to this guy with just the facts that he has provided us.
Because if you can believe he did go to the grocery store... Maybe he ran into her at the grocery store.
Perfect.
It's all possible.
Yeah.
Here's what we do know is fact, that the wife knows that he went running and he
mowed the lawn.
Mowed the lawn
the
and went grocery shopping and all that. So if
he had to have known her. They must. They're dating.
Miss Prudence, Melissa Carter, what do you do?
Oh, God.
And I'm saying that to you, too, as I'm saying to the callers.
I don't talk like that.
They're dating.
How does he have the phone number?
That's the question.
What do I tell him? God, I don't know. Screwed.
He already has been.
Because I'm trying to think if he should tell his wife.
No way.
But she's going to tell him. That other woman will tell. Eventually.
I don't know. This is very difficult because I don't believe him.
Facts are the facts.
Do you think because he put in parentheses, I am really attracted to her? That's just a guy boosh comment.
I do find her attractive.
I do think she's hot.
But that's
but
what
I'm stunned. Little it is on the latest.
It's bougie.
It's very bougie. Oh God, I don't know what to tell him. I guess the first thing I would tell him is to go. Did he say in the letter that he has talked to his doctor since then about all that?
He's got to get a doctor's note excusing
him.
No.
I mean, if he really was able to do all those things and carry on a decent conversation with her and have sex with her for 2 hours, then I would go to I would tell him to go to his doctor and talk to his doctor about it.
Because he got to get tested. Who knows where he put that junk?
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead. You're Dear Prudence.
Okay, from what I've heard is that Ambien is called, like, the truth medicine. Just like when you're coming out of anesthesia, whatever's been on the back of your mind for a long time, whether it's conscious, subconscious, or whatever, can cause you to do certain things that you wouldn't think you would do while on that medication.
So what do you...
They interviewed after the Heath Ledger thing. Jack Nicholson had told him that he had gotten in his car and had found himself driving somewhere where he didn't even know where he was just because he was on the medicine and he had no clue how he got there, even getting in his car or anything.
So what advice are you giving our horny sleepwalker?
It was just honestly, he just, one, it is weird that he has her number, but two... Honestly, it could be just he really messed up and didn't really realize what was going on.
Does he tell his wife?
Should he tell his wife? It would have to be, like, I think within a situation like with a therapist, not just, like, straight to her.
So I can't think of any wife at all that would ever buy that.
No way. No way.
Here's what Dear Prudence says. It's pretty funny first line. Hard to believe that the pharmaceutical industry has already solved two of our most vexing problems. How to get men to do weekend chores and how to induce attractive strangers to have sex with you while being able to swear that you haven't cheated. If this gets around, soon we'll be living in a world where people are gobbling Ambien out of Pez containers. Driving, eating, and even trying to cast congressional votes while under the influence of Ambien are all well documented. Scroll around the internet, you'll also find individual accounts of Ambien-fueled sex, which we've talked about a lot on the show, where women or guys have zero idea how freaky they're getting at night, and in the morning, their partners are a little embarrassed, like, what happened a little bit ago, and they have no recollection of all of what happened. However, however good you may have been in bed, you need to keep the other woman from contacting you and asking for further services. Call her and try to explain. Tell her that, as hard as it is to believe, you have recently been prescribed several medications. You accidentally mix them up, and as a result, you have no memory of the events of the weekend. Say you're really sorry if you behaved irresponsibly, but that you can't be in touch with her ever again. Don't ask for details. You want to preserve your amnesiac deniability. And since you don't know what you did, you're hardly in a position to confess anything to your wife. Do not tell her.
But she forgot. He's got to get tested for STDs.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Charles wants to be on the Voice Disguiser.
Just
hey, Charles.
He's asleep doesn't mean his crabs are.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
I was just calling to say I've had a very similar situation. I used to take Ambien, and I would get up in the middle of the night and cook. I would drive all over town, and had one situation where an acquaintance came up to me several days late after this evidently happened and talked to me about, gee, we had a great time, and evidently we didn't have sex, but we evidently made out for quite a while.
Ooh.
And I had no clue.
Really?
No recollection whatsoever of it.
I would almost think that somewhere in the back of your mind, even though you're sleeping, you know the act that you're doing is so bad that it would somehow shake you up and wake you.
Why?
Like just driving to the McDonald's, like, wouldn't signal to me like some kind of inner alarm. But when you're making out with somebody or you're having sex,
like driving.
But why isn't it so bad? Like, you're getting in the car, you could kill yourself or others.
Yeah, I guess it would fall under the same thing.
Yeah.
I was totally clueless. I still to this day have no recollection of it whatsoever.
Really, really. Here's Leonard. Good morning, Leonard. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. I heard your story about the sleep, and I was just going to call you and tell y'all that, because I'm a registered sleep tech, and people have slept long. They've slept, you know, done things. Also, people have actually slept and killed other people.
That's comforting.
Mm. Well, it's, what happened is if somebody's sleepwalking and you try to wake them up, they get really violent.
Oh.
So you try not to do that.
So you're saying it is possible. This guy takes his Ambien, drives down the street, calls somebody, has sex with somebody, and really has no recollection of it at all.
Yeah, I've even had people when they take Ambien at the lab. I mean, it's possible. I mean, it's not likely, but it's possible because I've had them think that I'm their wife or talk to me like, you know, they say their spouse is named me, and I'm like, you know, that's not me. But yeah, people are really out of it on, you know, certain medications.
Instead of what advice would you give? Mm-hmm. What about what would your answer be if you were the wife? Oh. Or like say it were Stacy.
I can't say it on the air.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? What would you want to know or not? If she really was in an Ambien sleepwalk and she had no recollection of it, she cut it off. She, you know, made sure to tell that person that can never ever happen again. I was on an Ambien binge. I don't have any memory of it. Don't ever call me again. Whatever. Do you want to know that happened?
I do not. Do you?
I don't know how to answer it.
Don't ask me a question you won't answer.
That's a great question, Jen.
What would you say? Would you want to know?
I don't think so. Don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know what? I actually would, because I wouldn't want that other person to have that, you know, like...
That guilt?
I wouldn't want the other woman to have that knowledge or power or something. I wouldn't want her to have something over my head.
Oh, no.
Katie's screaming at the radio like you're full of crap, but it's true. I'd rather know than not know if something like that happened.
I don't want to know.
I guess what I don't know won't kill me, so no. But yes.
Yeah.
But no. I don't know. Kind of.
Because I don't trust other people, too. I mean, I don't trust that other person.
If I told Stacy that happened on Ambien, she'd take two the night after just so she had an excuse to kill me.
Sorry. Ambien.
You're on The Burt Show.